After yesterday's conceptual groundwork, let's spend time reading Rishon together. It is l'chora a machlokas. We've been talking about Ramban versus Tosfos and Rashba. One could perhaps add to that list, I think the Meiri sounds a lot like the Ramban. The Kuntres Shiurim of Gusman thinks he has Rashis that line up with the Ramban, specifically in the Gemara of Taba Uman later on. And the Rambam of Gusman in Kuntres Shiurim suggests that there's a Rambam or two or more that line up with the Tosfos and the Rashba. Not only the Rambams that seem to line up and did, but also very suggestive language. The Rambam used the language of... Oh, okay. Let's see where things take us. So let's... Yeah, Gusman. Kuntres Shiurim. You want to take a look inside?
It's like 24 pages.
It is lengthy. He's known for lengthy... These were shiurim that he gave. I assume that he didn't give like... I think it means like a series of shiurim on a sugya. You can't imagine that one piece. Shir Yudalad is Adam Ur Liolam. And then he had like close to a page of just the summary version. The abstract. And then he gets started. So what you're looking for in particular is Shir Yudalad, Adam Ur Liolam, specifically Osios Zayin, and the beginning of Os Tes.
Did you write it?
If you're looking at pages 254 to Kuf Chavches, to Kuf Chavches, to 258. I don't know whether he wrote it. At least some of them were published by his son-in-law, Rav Michla Berniker, who was his Yoresh. I think he had one child, a daughter. And Rav Michla Berniker also now the Rosh Hashiva of Netzach Yisrael in Rechavim. Be that as it may, let's turn our attention back to Rishonim. Let's take a look at a Tosfos or two and at the Ramban. Tosfos appears at length in two or more locations. The Tosfos in Chav Zayim Abayis, some Tosfos in later in Masechta, and the Tosfos in Hey, Beis, Amid Beis, and Bav Metzia. I'd actually like to start from Bav Metzia. That's where the Ramban appears as well. We don't have Ramban on Bava Kama, Chidushim on Bava Kama. Ramban wrote Mochamos, Ramban the Rif, a response to the Baal Hamor's attacks on the Rif. He does talk about this in the Mochamos, but it's most famously quoted as, depending on how old the Sefer you're looking at is, either Ramban on Bav Metzia, Pei Beis, or Shita Mekubetzes. Bav Metzia Pei Beis B'Shem Ramban. At a certain point in history, Ramban, Chiddush Rambans were not so common, certainly not Bav Metzia, but you could, if you had a sheet of Mekubetzes, he quoted the Ramban. Nowadays, Rambans and Bav Metzia are very common, so you can look at Ramban directly. Let's see the Gemara and Pei Beis, and they'll take us to, in many ways, the Tosfos develops the approach more smoothly in Bav Metzia. The Mishnah is talking about a question of who's liable for damage during shipping. Comes up now. This is a perennial problem. Comes up now. There's also the item is shipped and it arrives damaged. Whose problem is it? Is it the shipper's problem or the shipping company? Is it the seller or the trucker? Hamavr chavzi makom lemakom. A fellow is carrying a barrel from one place to place. Shvara. Breaks, or sounds like maybe he broke it. But not intentionally. Bein shomer chinam, bein shomer sachar, yishavar. Meir says, Tanakama says, whether you're shomer chinam or shomer sachar, you have to swear. Meaning, even if you're being paid to be a trucker, as most truckers are, you're shomer sachar, you're still potter. You have to swear. A shomer, whenever shomer claims that whatever happened was beyond the realm of his chiyuv, a shomer chinam says gnei aved or ones, a shomer sachar says ones, you always have to swear. Part of the responsibility of a shomer is sometimes you have to pay, and otherwise you have to make a sworn report. The Gemara Bava Metzia points out it's a special chiyuv of a shomer. It's about shvuas hashomer, a special type of a shvuah. he's the muchzuk, and Bari Veshema is in his favor, and still he has to swear. A special part of the chayvus of a shomer, you have to make a sworn report. So he's potter, meaning yishava, meaning he's potter. So now this is, sounds like an onus. Sorry. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Tana Belazar said the same with Tana Kama, but he had heard that from his Rebbein, but sought to disagree. The Braisa, Gemara opens to the Braisa, which gives us more background. Tana Rabbanon, Marva Chavis Lachaveri Makom Makom. I'm doing it on behalf of some, I'm not the Bala Chavis, I'm the trucker, and it breaks. Bein Shomer Chin, Bein Shomer Sachi Yishava, and our Mishnah was Tana Kama, and the Braisa is Direi Rabbi Meir, which is not surprising. Tana Kama in a Mishnah is going to be disproportionate to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds, even Shomer Sachar is Pater. Rabbi Yud holds now, Shomer Chinam Yishava, no Se Sachar Yishalem. If you're trucking something, if you're doing a guy a favor, so then you're not chayv. But if you're Shomer Sachar, you're being paid to deliver this item, then you bear the responsibility for breakage along the way. And Rabbi Lezer says he had heard from his Rebbeim, like Rabbi Meir, but he thought it was difficult. We're not going to focus on Rabbi Lezer right now. Let's focus on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, the Gemara first starts handling with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you're potter. That means, even a Shomer Sachar is potter, Belvetia Pebez, the Gemara, Pebez and Bez. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Meir holds that even a Shomer Sachar is potter. That means this is what? An onus. Certainly not a Shia. You mean to say, Niskalav Poshe. The case we're imagining is that you broke it. I mean, not that you didn't break it on purpose. You were trying to carry the barrel safely, and you tripped. Something happened. So Rav Meir holds that's not a pshia? Really? Elsewhere, it seems like Rav Meir holds it is a pshia. Niskal is posheya, a sugi that comes up, as we saw in several places, Hameniach, Hakonis, and so forth. Nishbrakad lo silko, etc., etc. So Gemara says, okay, this seems like there's a machlokas layer tanoim, which was the sheet of Rav Meir. Over here, the indication of Meir holds Niska Lav Poshe, that's where Meir says Shomer Chinam's Pater and Shomer Sachar's Pater. Okay? Because clearly Niska is not a Poshe. As a matter of fact, he's considered to be an onus, it sounds like. And elsewhere, other Tanam held Rav Meir held that Niska is Poshe. Fine. And now we come to the heart of the issue. The end of the fourth wide line. V'as Rabbi Yehuda l'meimer, Rabbi Yehuda comes to say, Shomer Chinam Yishava no se Sachar Yishalem. Shomer Chinam swears, he's potter. The Shomer Sachar, he has to pay. He is chayv to pay. And why is that? He said, no problem. Haiki dinei. The haiki dinei. Each one is following his din. Meaning that this is the type of Gneva Aveda. So Shomer Sachar is Chayiv and Shomer Chinam Pater. Not surprising. This is an example, according to Yehuda, it's an example of Gneva Aveda. Now, Tosfos says, and the Gemara goes on to discuss the third Shita or Belezer. That's not our focus right now. Whereas the Achronim would sometimes say, Ad kan l'shono ha-nachutz lano. Up until is the quote of the language that's relevant for us. Obviously, it's more to sugya, but for our purposes, this is what we need to see right now. Take a look at Tosis, the long Tosis b'savar. We're going to start a couple of lines in, the fifth line. V'im tomar. Tosis, 1 second. Near the beginning of the fifth line, again, Tosis, Bav Metzia Pei Beis and Mebeis, Tosis Dir Maskel v'savar, Reb Meir. V'im tomar. V'im tomar. Ki nami sav Reb Meir niskalav posheyu. You told me, okay, Reb Meir holds the niskal. That was the Gemara's discussion. Well, doesn't Reb Meir hold the niskal as a posheya? Even Shomer Chinam should be chayv. Okay, this version of Reb Meir has niskalav posheyu. Good. Teinach v'etzalav posheyu. What else could it be? You tell me its own. Reb Meir doesn't even hold it. Who holds Gnei Aveda? Reb Meir holds onus. Even the Shomer Sachar is part there. That's lovely. But forget for a moment about your chiyuv as a trucker, as a shomer, like if someone else had broken it. Amai Pater, but Adma Hamazik, Marbina mi petzatachas patzel chayva onus kiratzam. Here it's not that you passively didn't sufficiently guard and someone else or something else caused hezek. The assumption of the Gemara, we could have imagined otherwise. We could have read the Mishnah otherwise. Depends on the nekudos. But the Gemara's tradition on the nekudos apparently is that's ushavara, not vishavra. Not that the barrel broke, but he broke it. Shavar osa. Sometimes the nekudos make all the difference. How do you know the Gemara understands it to be he broke it? Because the Gemara immediately jumps into niska poshe la poshe. Right, so clearly we're assuming that the scenario is this fellow was carried lugging the barrel on his back and he tripped. And it fell. He fell and the barrel smashed and all the contents spilled out. So the question is, he was niskal, okay, how liable is he? But then the question is, what do you mean? He was niskal, that means he fell and smashed the barrel. You dropped the barrel. So it's very nice, it's not a push. Let it be an onus. Who holds his gnevid? It may hold his onus. So good. It's not a...